This is the Detroit Red Wing Hockey Network. Studios in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is WJR Detroit, the voice of Major League Sports in Detroit. The Red Wings will be playing short a man. John Barrett will head into the penalty box when the second period gets underway, and Bud Lynch will be on hand to tell you all about it right after we pause for this message.
It's Joe Louis Arena on this Saturday afternoon for the second period of the game between Calgary and Detroit with the Red Wings ahead 1-0, and Bruce Martin having a little bit of a breather here with that touch of laryngitis, which is the old bugaboo of every announcer. How is your voice, Alec?
Well, I think mine's holding out so far, but if I keep smoking the cigar here, puffing away, I won't catch any of those germs floating around here.
All right, let's try and pick up the hockey action here now for your viewers and listeners on WJR. The second period, the Wings are ahead, and the Wings are shorthanded to start it. Barrett's in the penalty box for 1:33. The puck is dumped into Calgary's zone. Lemon on the goalie comes out and leaves it there. Picked up in stride and starting out of his own zone to center ice. Lanny McDonald's out there. He's always dangerous. The puck comes into the Detroit zone. Power play opportunity. Back to the point. A slap shot right on. And a good save by LaForest, the Detroit goalie, on a hard shot from the point. Man advantage for 1:10. Right in front of the net, a shot goes wide. It goes behind the Detroit goal. Lattiser tries to get it. Cannot reach it. The Flames dig it from the boards. Passed out in front of the backhander right on the goalie. Makes a save. A loose puck in front of the net. And it comes to the blue line and kept in by the Flames. The Flames with that man advantage. Loeb has it along the boards in the rim of the circle. Trying to work it close in front. No one in front of the net at the moment. Back to the point. Back along the boards to Loeb. Loeb's out in front. Back to Loeb, and it went past him. Quick passing by the Calgary team, but not shooting on the goal. Pass in front. The shot was deflected by the Detroit goalie. 35 seconds before the Wings will be back to full strength. Here's a slap shot steered away by Larson's skate accidentally, but a good defensive move. Loeb has it in the rim of the circle. Back to the point man. Over to the far right wing to Lenny McDonald. Dumps it into the corner. They're not taking a shot on the net, however. Calgary with the man advantage for 21 seconds. Front the shot right on, and it goes in the net. Over the ball, the arm of the Detroit goalie. And it looked for a minute like LaForest had control of the puck, and it seemed to bounce over his arm, over the goal line. The light is on, and a power play goal for Calgary to make the game 1-1. 1:17 in the second period. The Flames have tied it. Alec?
Oh, looks like Eddie Beers came out of the corner, worked himself out just above the goal crease, got his shot away. LaForest made the save, then he got the rebound, and just powered it right back. It just trickled over the line on LaForest.
They hesitated in shooting, worked it in front, and actually the Detroit goalie made an initial save. Teams are at full strength. The 1-1 hockey game. We're just into the second period. Puck is dumped into the Detroit zone. Smith, the defenseman, back after it. Backs it up to Warren Young. He can't get it. Puck's in front of the net. Right in front, they shoot. LaForest blocked it. It went behind them. Didn't go over the goal line. And the Flames are fired up right now, to put it mildly. They've tied the game on the power play goal. Klima, in his own zone, goes behind the net. He's checked off the puck. Puck is loose behind the Detroit net. And there's going to be a penalty here called by referee Ron Wicks as LaForest holds the puck at the side of the Detroit net. It'll be interesting to see how the referee, Ron Wicks, the veteran, calls this one, because I think it's an elbow being the hand indicator, Alec.
Yeah, it looks like elbow on Poplinski for the Calgary Flames behind the net. It was a kind of a dead play.
I think Klima was taken out of the play battling for the puck, and Jim Poplinski, a tall, rangy kid for Calgary, apparently elbowed Klima to the ice. So the Wings now with a man advantage. 18:13 left in the second period. This game, matinee game in Detroit, is tied 1-1. Faceoff, though, is to the left of the Detroit goalie, so it's Detroit deep in their own zone. Yzerman wins the draw. Wings starting to come out of their own zone. It's Yzerman carrying over his blue line. Young is on the wing with him. Dumped it in. Off the boards, played by the shorthanded Flame, clearing to the blue line, kept in. In along the boards, the Wings trying to keep it. Shoots behind the net, it's knocked down by Yzerman. Detroit with a man advantage, back to the point. The shot in front. Yzerman tried to steer that one in, didn't quite make it. Lemelin's in goal, the Wings with a man advantage. Yzerman stick handling, drop pass, Larson's shot, hit a leg, and then breaking down the ice, beating Larson to the puck, going in on the Detroit goalie this time. Patterson overskates the puck. A great rush that time. Loeb and Patterson go down the edge. Now the Wings are picking up a needless penalty, but they were embarrassed over that Calgary blue line that time.
Well, Reed Larson was the only one back on the blue line, and Loeb went right at him again, similar to the play that Carroll scored on Detroit. Blocked the shot, and he had a pretty well a breakaway there, but Reed did get enough of him. Darn near pulled him down. We could have had a penalty shot there if he falls.
Embarrassing moment. The man advantage deep in the Calgary zone, and then breaking down the ice. Loeb goes in, makes a save. Larson gets a penalty. Beers got the goal, the power play goal from Reinhardt and McGinnis at 1:17. Now you keep in mind, in the penalty box, Peplinski has a minute 18 left in his Calgary penalty, and Larson goes in to start a two-minute assessment. Teams are at equal strength, both short of men, game tied 1-1, second period. Face off to the left of the Detroit goal. Duguay battles for the puck. McDonald beats him to the draw. In along the boards, trying to move it along the boards and having trouble with Reinhardt. Shoots it behind the Detroit net. Forrest comes out, leaves it there for Barrett. Barrett dumps it along the boards. Both teams are short a man. Ogradnik rolls it to Barrett. Barrett skates to center. Barrett over the line with Duguay. Barrett's backhander was along the ice, an easy save for Lemelin. A 1-1 game. Duguay trying to tie his man up, doesn't quite succeed. Both teams are short a man. Ogradnik out there with Duguay in a penalty-killing role in a minute, because there's a high shot over the Detroit net. Comes off the boards to Lanny McDonald. Dumps it into the corner again. A loose puck. Barrett ties his man up. And Barrett skates away in possession of the puck. Good to see Barrett back in the Detroit lineup. He'd been hurting for a while. A dump pass up on the right wing to Ogradnik, who's on the right wing this time. Up over the line, going along the boards, controlling the puck deep in the Calgary zone. Takes it behind the net, and then he's tied up and knocked to the ice. On a pretty good check that time by Patterson. Duguay gets dumped right in front of the net. Here come the Flames. 2-on-1. A long shot right on. The rebound off the stick of Forrest. In along the board. Lattiser is rolled to the ice, and he falls on top of the puck. And the play is whistled down with a faceoff coming up to the left of the Detroit goal. And we'll be back right after this announcement. A 1-1 game. Both teams are short of men, so they're playing five aside. Wings rush at the center ice. Lattiser shoots right on, and Lemelin makes a goalie stick save that time. The puck comes back to his teammate, cleared behind the net by Sutter. Now the Flames have got the man advantage. The Wings are shorthanded. Up over the Detroit line, trying to move it in his lobe. Has it knocked away, the Wings, Shahaki pulls up, backhands it over on the wing to Carroll, who is the only goal. Carroll shoots it into the Calgary zone. Defensive McGinnis ends up with the puck, feeds it up to the blue line. Four of the Flames on a rush. They've got the man advantage. Dumping it in, racing for it, trying to get around to check that time was Beers. Beers was tied up. The Wings get possession, backhanded down the ice, a race for the puck. And the Flames, Sutter gets there first. Play is at center ice, up to the red line, dumping it in, and a rush for the puck behind the Detroit net. LaForest, the goalie, comes out and clears it on the right side. And the penalty box is empty. So the Wings have killed off being shy a man at center ice. Just steering the puck up to the line and not getting it in too deep. So the Flames will bring it to center ice. A long clearing pass onto the stick of Beers. He goes in behind the Detroit net. Can't control the puck back there. A little shoving going in along the boards. The puck is dumped up to Danny Gare. Gare dumps it to an open wing. Kissia goes after it. He's checked. Larson steals it. Backhands it into Flames defensive zone, but the Flames get control. Skating back to center ice comes Conroy. Over the line, it comes out to the side of the Detroit net. The force out of his net. And he had to hurry as the Flames were almost rushing him as he was touching the puck. Back comes Danny Gare for Detroit, up over the line. Danny Gare dumps it in. Offside was Loisel. So there'll be a faceoff just over Calgary's line. Those goals again, Bruce. And we'll let Bruce give the information to Alec.
But goals by Billy Carroll for the Red Wings in the first period. Unassisted Billy Carroll's goal, and then Beers on a power play tying it up for Calgary in the second period from Reinhardt and McGinnis. 1-1.
Back to full strength, both teams. This is the second period, 14:30 left in the period. A 1-1 hockey game. Stealing the puck is Danny Garrett center. Dumps it over the line. Didn't get it in far enough for Kissio. And the Flames finally shoot at the length of the ice. Barrett's going to have to hurry. Lanny McDonald chases them. And Barrett gets there just one stride ahead of the veteran, Lanny McDonald. And we'll be back right after this message. Here in the second period, game tied 1-1. Flames are dangerous. They bring it over the Detroit line offside, however, so they'll face off in front of the visitor's bench. Bob Johnson, of course, the former Wisconsin College coach handling the Flames, and Brad Park back at the Detroit bench. The shots on goal in the first period, Alec, 12-4.
Right, 12-4 in the first period. Right now, it's Detroit has two in this period, and the Flames, 9 shots so far.
Oh, the Flames come out bustling. The game is tied, 1-1. Barrett dumps it around to the right winger. Danny Gehry can't get a control of it. Flames getting possession. Conroy shoots it in. It's behind the Detroit net. The Flames are dangerous again. The loose puck behind the Detroit net. Loeb takes a check from Barrett. The puck controlled by the Flames, however. Trying to bring it out in front. And the Wings steal it. A pass up in the wing to Danny Gehry. Gehry carries. Passes behind his man. Play is offside. And Danny Gehry was fighting the puck along with, I guess it was Kissio there for a minute, Alec, and they just couldn't control that rolling puck at the blue line.
Kissio playing, going up the left wing, and Danny Gehry's pass was just a little more or less into his feet, and enough to let him get over the line ahead of the play. He didn't like that call because he thought he was going to be in there pretty well clear. He just took a swat at the puck after the whistle.
Face off in front of the Detroit players bench. A 1-1 hockey game, 13:34 left here in the second period. A good pass to center. Uh-oh. One Warren Young put his stick out, knocked the Calgary player down. Calgary pulls their goalie. A delayed call coming up. Flames have the puck, trying to bring it in the Detroit zone. Shooting it in. It goes behind the net. Stopped by the goalie. And the play is now stopped, and a hooking penalty assessed by Ron Wicks to Warren Young. Not too popular with the matinee crowd here either, Alec.
Well, he did a little hooking on the Calgary player. Pulled him down, still had the defense back there, kind of a little clutch and grab type of deal, but the Calgary player elects to fall down, does a good job of acting, and Ron Wicks makes the call.
6 minutes and 44 seconds in this second period. Young of Detroit goes off for a hooking call. And the faceoff is in the circle to the right of the Detroit goalie, LaForest. Reinhardt gets the puck back to the blue line. He's cleared to center ice, so all the Flames will have to come onside. They have the man advantage. Iserman and Klima are penalty killers out there, along with Barrett and Greg Smith. Deep in their own zone, Calgary trying to work it down the ice. Here's it off the boards into the Detroit zone. Barrett couldn't contain his man. A man's in front of the net. Backhand right in. The goalie didn't see it, and he tucks it in. And the Flames made a beautiful play that time. Luke cut right in on LaForest, and he was going to pass the puck, and apparently LaForest committed himself, and Loeb just tucked the puck between his pads along the ice. It was not a hard shot, but it's over the goal line, and a power play goal as Warren Young was in the penalty box.
Well, 12th goal for Loeb, and he's the one the fellas had two of the four shots in the first period for Calgary, but he got himself worked right out of the corner, came in front of the net, and just gives a little backhand and scores a goal.
Back to full strength now. Calgary with that 2-1 lead. Young Crum is out there. Back of the Calgary net, trying to get the puck. Shahaki battles his man in along the boards, tries to hold it there. He has Quinn tied up momentarily. The puck comes to the blue line and is controlled at center ice. And a solid check that time. And the Flames are throwing their weight around here. Richmond was dumped heavily. Now the Wings are doing a little belting. Breaking down the ice comes Crum on the left wing. A pass to the right winger, Lanny McDonald. A shot. He scores! Lanny McDonald took a pass from Crum, and he was only about 20 strides over the Detroit blue line. He fired it high on the right side of the Detroit goalie under the crossbar.
Well, nice play by Richard Crum. He threw a wide pass way over to the right side, and Lanny McDonald going down. He just got to the top of the circle, and he put that, I believe, right over the stick hand, the shoulder, right shoulder of goaltender LaForest.
He's one of the marksmen that the Flames count on, and he's a 12-season veteran, so he's been around a while. Now the Wings down two goals, and they're having trouble. Those two quick goals are about 39 seconds apart, 7:05 and 7:44. Play is offside. No, it's whistled down. No, it's not whistled down. Now the Flames have it over the Detroit on a delayed call. Here's a shot right in front of the net again. They shoot. They score. And that time the defense moved in. Al McGinnis where Calgary got the puck moved in. It looked like there was a delayed call on an offside, but the Flames worked the puck down the ice. The Wings led up, and McGinnis puts the light on. And we've had three quick goals by Calgary here, and to make it a 4-1 game for the Flames.
Well, that's Paul Baxter's fourth goal of the season. A nice play by Pepelinski. They just walked right in over the Red Wing blue line, and two short passes and bango right in the net.
Three goals within a minute and 6 seconds. There's another shot right in front of the Detroit net. The Flames own the puck. Finally, it's dumped down the ice all the way to the defense of Calgary. 4-1, 11:25 left in the second period. Here come the Flames again over the Detroit line, cutting into the angle, pulling up before he shoots a pass in front of the net. And the Flames have the Wings somewhat skating around right now, and they're checking them. Kissel starts over his own blue line, carries to center, carries to the Flames blue line, takes it into the corner, and he's knocked down pretty heavily that time, too, by Sheehy, the defenseman. Back of the net, Duguay goes after it. Kissel gets it to Duguay. Duguay puts it out in front and is knocked away off the stick of the defenseman, Sheehy. Sheehy is pinned, however. The Wings trying to battle back here. They're down three goals halfway through the game now. 10:52 left in the second period. Puck goes into the corner. Ogradnik puts it to Duguay. Duguay in the rim of the circle doesn't shoot. Duguay gets it back. There's a shot high. It hit a player right in front of the net. Kissel got hit, and Kissel has to head for the Red Wing bench. Here come the Flames over the Detroit line again in front of the net. Solid check, and the Wings are losing puck possession in their own zone. Lattiser knocks his man, and Larson goes after it. Puck comes out in front, and Danny Gehr comes on. Gehr to his own blue line with Duguay on a juggle line. Over to Duguay, he lost the puck. A dump pass on the wing. Here comes Lainey McDonald over the line in front of the net. Lainey McDonald leaves it under, up past the shot, right on the loose puck in front of the net. And the Flames are all around the Detroit cage. 4-1 is the score. A dump pass for another shot right on the... And LaForta stood his ground and made a point-blank save. They're having target practice, Calgary, here at the expense of the Wings in the second period. 4-1. Crom touched the puck over two lines. The play was not whistled down. Crom brings it into Detroit zone. Then finally, the right winger Loeb was offside. And we'll be back right after this message. Back to the action, live matinee game, Joe Louis Arena, Calgary leading 4-1. 9:39 left in the second period. Calgary are swarming all over the wings. Loisel gets the puck in behind the net. And the shot story is unbelievable in this second period. We'll get to it in just a minute. Our producer, director, Bruce Martin, will give it to us. Gehr leaves it on the angle right in front of the net. A shot hit a skate, didn't get through. The Wings come close to getting a shot at Lemonen here in the period. They haven't had too many. Long clearing pass broken up at center ice by Loisel. Flames turn at center, get it into the Detroit zone. A dump pass, and Gehr starts out for Detroit. Danny Gehr on the right wing with Loisel. Pass it out to the blue line. It's knocked away before the Wings can get a shot. And good checking by Calgary and their expert shooting right now gives them that 4-1 lead. Into the zone, Barrett rides his man into the boards. The puck's behind the Detroit net. It comes into the corner. Four of them battle for it, trying to get possession. Finally, the play is quickly whistled on by the referee. There's a little scramble going on. And the shots in the second period, 15 for the visitors and 2 for Detroit. Yeah. And we've mentioned, Bruce kept the stats here, a goal at 7:05 by Loeb, a goal at 7:44 by McDonald, and a goal at 8:11 by McGinnis. And the only power play goal was low. So three goals in 1:06 of the second period. And the game has gone from a 1-1 situation to a 4-1 for Calgary. It's only the second period, isn't it, Alex?
Well, 15 shots. You can tell who is dominating the play so far in this period. Calgary come out. They must have got a talking to in between periods, because they've come out and they're just swarming on Detroit.
They had puck possession at every opportunity. Cavallini goes into the Detroit zone. He beats Barrett to erase Smith to it. Cavallini is knocked to the ice right in front of the Detroit net. Wait, the Flames are in front of the Detroit net again. Here's a shot right in front. And LaForest came out, blocked it. The puck is high. LaForest is still done. He doesn't realize where the puck went. And the Flames come back and check a wing at every move. There's Young over the line. He's had it poked away. Melrose gets his elbow up a little high. And Patterson for Calgary, and one Melrose for Detroit having a few words. And we'll be back right after this message. In front of the net, Back to the point. Here's the Wings getting a chance. They shoot. They score! Lattisor puts it in on a hard drill shot to make it 4-2, Calgary.
Well, good play by Kelly Kissio. He went across the middle of the goal, the net part there in front of the goal, and threw it back to Lattisor, moving in, and he had plenty of time. Nobody to bother him. He got it all set up, and he rifled a slap shot right down here in the bottom right-hand corner of Lemelin. Great play by Kelly Kissio.
7:58 left in the second period. The Wings come back for one goal. Now it's Duguay out there with Theisman and Ogrodnik. Over on the wing, Ogrodnik shoots. Oh, he just missed it, the wide of the net. Larson tries to keep it in. The puck is cleared by the Flames down the ice. Lattisor goes back to his own blue line. Dumps it over the line. Back come the Flames over the Detroit line again. Trying to move it in is Peplinski. He's tied up along the board. And the Wings break out, trying to come out of their own zone. Duguay has a rolling puck. He can't control it. A loose puck in the Detroit zone. Larson goes over. He takes his man heavily into the boards. Peplinski, the puck comes out in front, and the Wings break out. It's Kissio to center. Larson up with him. The puck is poked away right at the blue line. Here's two on one. Two of the Flames coming in on LaForce again. The shot. A glove save. He didn't see it. LaForest knocked it down with his glove, didn't find the puck, and the Wings get a break. Here's a break for Duguay, a pass up in the wing to Kissio. Oh, and he's sent flying right in front of the net. Play continues. I'll tell you, a real solid body check, whether it was a knee, a hip, or whatever it was, but Kissio went sailing through the air with the greatest of ease.
Well, he tried to give a little deke on the inside from the left wing side, and when he jumped up to make the cut across, bang, he got hit on that one.
Well, that goal by Lattisor was another Armor Star goal, and that sends a gift certificate for $25 worth of Armor food products to Calvary Senior Center. Redeemable at Chatham Supermarkets. Chatham, the home of variety, quality, and service, compliments of the Armor Food Company. 4-2, Calgary leads.
Couldn't help but to notice the last two saves of LaForest. He's been having trouble getting up. He's been going down on the shot and getting up real slow. I don't know if he's hurt or shaken up a little back there.
Wasn't Mio assigned to start the game today, and then the last minute was a change?
Yeah, last
minute. Maybe your goalie's not ready. But the Flames are ready at the moment. Coming out of their own zone is Beers. Beers to center ice, dumped in the Detroit zone. Intercepting that time was one Klima. Klima gets it over in the wing. Greg Smith has Klima with him. Klima's over the line. Klima shoots. He dumps it wide of the net. In along the boards. Well, the Wings have it behind the net, but they can't control it, and the Flames end up with it. Skating away is Conroy. Dumped it over to McGinnis, the defenseman. He shoots at the length of the ice. Eiserman will skate down to touch it over that red line at the opposite end. There's the whistle, an icing call against Calgary. 4-2, Calgary. We'll be back right after this message. 6 minutes left in the second period. Calgary with a 4-2 lead. The puck comes all the way to the Detroit blue line. Dumped back to center. Calgary pulling up, doesn't take it in because the man was deep in the zone. Getting it back to center. Now Calgary of McDonald just shoots it in. And Greg Smith will play it off the boards. Takes it behind his own goalie, LaForest. Teams are at full strength. Pass up to the blue line. Wings take it back to their own zone. Carroll jumps it all the way back to Greg Smith. Greg Smith tries to get it out. Fails to get it over the line. Now Chahanky starts. Boy, that's playing over injuries. Chahanky dumps it in. Loisel and Carroll are out there with them. Puck goes behind the net. Finally, it comes to the blue line. Calgary brings it to the center. 3-on-2. They come down the ice again. Calgary up over the Detroit line. A shot into the crowd. Deflected off the stick that time of the Detroit defenseman, Melrose. And they'll face off about five strides inside the blue line where the puck went into the crowd. Shots on goal again, Bruce. What's that figure you've got there now?
Looks like
18-4.
18-4 for Calgary.
Calgary came out, as you said, in that second period, Alec, and they must have got a message from somebody.
Well, they're overpowered, the Wings, but although you have to say the last 3 minutes, the Wings have started to come back and are causing some problems for Calgary in their own zone.
Detroit did lead at one time 1-0. Calgary getting at the blue line, a shot wide of the Detroit goal. Well, Gradink doesn't go into the corner after the puck. Otto gets it for the Flames, and LaForest comes out of it and grabs the rebound himself and holds on. It was 1-0 on a goal by Carroll in the first period, unassisted. He had already stole the puck and moved in to beat Lemelin. But then a power play goal by Beers, a power play goal by Loeb in the second period, and it was then 2-0, and then boom, boom, boom. And then four goals they picked up. The Wings got one back on Lattisor's fine shot. 5:14 left. This is the second period, a matinee game. Flames get control, and a little careless that time. The puck comes all the way to the blue line, and McCone was standing there, and instead of stopping it inside the blue line, he let it come over the line, so he had four of his teammates trapped in there, so it's an offside call.
Just a matter of the inches, that puck just getting away from him, just crossing the blue line. You could just see a little of the white as it went over the blue line, and the referee making the call.
5:11 left, second period, 4-2, Calgary leads. Duguay loses the draw. Calgary moving it up to the Detroit line, and they've been content to do that since this second period started, just dumping it in. And they're in, chasing after the puck quickly. Duguay avoids a real solid check along the boards. A pass out in front, knocked down. Wings trying to get it down the ice. They fail to do it. Oh, Grodnik knocked it away. It goes into the corner. The Flames have possession over the Detroit line again. Dumped out in front. No one in front of the goal. A shot deflected that time by Larson. LaForest lets it go. Larson has his stick lifted. The Flames get in front of the Detroit net again. It's a loose puck. Goes to the far boards, and O'Grodnik will have it. He skates over the blue line, dumps it ahead to Larson. Larson leaves it for O'Grodnik. O'Grodnik goes in, but Duguay was 10 strides in ahead of the playoff side. The Wings do not seem to be coordinating a wave, shall we say. The three players are out there as center, left, and right wing don't seem to be carrying it together.
They look a little confused going up the ice. Second guessing, I guess, is what you...
Both teams lost tough games in their last appearances. Lost an aging Calgary. And then, of course, the Wings lost the overtime game here to New Jersey. 4:26 left, second period. Calgary with a 4-2 lead. Wings trying to come out of their own zone. Big John Barrett skates to center ice up over the red line. Dumps it in along the boards. Tries to get by the defense. Can't quite make it. Behind the net, McGinnis gets it. He lost it. Barrett puts it out in front of bouncing puck, and he hit Klima accidentally. Wings try to keep it in. They fail to get control, and it's dumped behind the net again. And the defense for Calgary is doing an effective job in front of Mr. Lemelin. Puck has cleared the length of the ice. The Wings have to go back and chase it and pick it up in stride. Levins, the young rookie, gets it up to center ice. Over two lines comes that pass. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network. This is WJR Detroit, the 50,000-watt voice of the Detroit Red Wings. With voices today in the absence of statistician Sid Abel recuperating, Alex Delvecchio on one flank, and the right winger with laryngitis, Bruce Martin, and yours truly, Bud Lynch.
Got all the subs in today.
Yeah, they call the veterans out as rookies again. We have 3:40 left in the second period. Calgary with that 4-2 lead, and they have been explosive in the second period, as Mr. LaForest, the Detroit goalie, knows full well. Wings trying to come out of their own zone, having trouble. Landon McDonald knocks it behind the Detroit net. Landon McDonald is alert today. He's on that puck at every opportunity. The puck comes to the side of the Detroit net. LaForest eases it away and almost put it on a flame stick up to the blue line. Knocked to center ice, moved down the ice, but no one to get after it. Chihaki just cleared it as far as the opposite blue line. Landon McDonald is bumped in front of the Detroit bench by Smith. Flames get it in front of the Detroit net again. A dump pass in front. No one there. Pass out in front, and coming back to make the save was Chihaki that time. Chihaki. It was a great move on his part because LaForest was out of position. But the Flames are all around the Detroit net at every opportunity. Play is deep in Calgary territory at the moment. Otto gets it up on the wing, brings it in himself, trying to cut in. Shoved into the boards, goes behind the net. Tied up was Otto. Otto gets it again, loses it. The Wings trying to get over their own blue line. Gehr knocks it to center ice. Onside to O'Grodnik, and O'Grodnik is tied up from behind in a good defensive play by McCoon. Back comes Calgary to center ice. Calgary up over the Detroit line. Here's three of them coming into the Detroit defense. Duguay comes back to check, doesn't get it in time. Cutting right in front of the Detroit. There's going to be a penalty here. Play is loose in front of the Detroit goal. Delayed penalty call coming up. The puck is loose, and the Wings finally touch it, and the play is whistled down by the referee. I think there's a slashing penalty coming up to Duguay of Detroit. But one thing about the Flames, they were all around LaForest again. And we'll be back right after this message. Short a man the Wings, and they're down two goals, and finally the Wings shorthanded clear the puck down the ice. We have 2 minutes, 2 seconds left in the second period. And I guess we gave the wrong guy going to the penalty box a little while ago. Kissio got the slashing penalty, not Duguay. Here come the Flames cutting in on the angle, taking it behind the Detroit net. A dump pass out in front. And a loose puck. All alone is Eiserman. The play has been whistled down. Eiserman was on a break. And the goalie, well, I don't know. In this play, back of the Detroit net that time was Patterson. Or no, it wasn't Patterson. Slov, I guess. And he was knocked into the boards heavily. And Eiserman broke down the ice. There was no one back defending for Calgary. But the referee blew the whistle as the player appears to be injured.
I didn't see that play, but I heard the crash when he collided into the boards. Now, I don't know what happened there. That was to the right side of the Detroit net, and whether he slipped or tripped over LaFour's goal stick or got tripped there, I don't know, but he went into the boards fairly hard.
I don't think there was any penalty being called, just in case the possibly injury to a player, and the referee stopped the play. But Eisenman's breaking down the ice all alone.
Oh, he was going to be a fairly clear, darn near a breakaway-looking play developing.
Calgary with two power play goals. I think in the game stats tonight, this afternoon, it showed that Calgary had 70 power play goals this year. So when they do have the man advantage, they can put it in.
Well, they're power play, they've been able to throw it around today in the Detroit zone on their power play, and they haven't been having much success with it. I think we're getting Lanny McDonald doing a little yap in here with John Barrett and McGinnis, I believe it is.
And the trainer, the veteran Jim Bearcat Murray, takes the player off down to the visitor dressing room. He skated off himself, that did the right winger Loeb. But the players on the ice are having a few words here. In the penalty box is Kissio. Calgary is 2-for-5 in power plays today, and the Wings have had 5 power play opportunities and have failed to beat Lemelin. The Wings have only, I think it's 42 power play goals this season. Danny Gehr, information relayed by Bruce Martin, has left the game, Alec, with a groin injury. The bench is getting thinner for Brad Park and C.C. Campbell. Puck comes to center ice. Wings are shorthanded. Loisel brings it up over the line. Loisel cuts in front of the net, shoots. Good save made by Lemon, who just stood his ground. It wasn't a hard shot, but penalty killing that time. Loisel gets a shot away. Wings have got penalty killers Stanley and Murkowski out there, along with Loisel. Up over the line, Flames with a man advantage, dumping it behind the net. Flames control it back to Lanny McDonald in the corner. 5 of the Flames over the Detroit line, at the point, over to the right. Here's a shot, deflected, wide of the net. Flames get it again behind the Detroit net. Barrett battles for it. Barrett takes it in the corner, finds an opening, shoots it down the ice. This game with a minute to go. Carroll out there now. Along with Murkowski in a penalty-killing role. Carroll got the Wings' first goal. Back come the Flames. They dump it in. The race for it. Puck goes behind the Detroit net. LaForce leaves it there. The Wings dump it around the boards. Can't get it over the blue line at the moment. They're having trouble again. The Flames get it inside the Detroit blue line. Shooting it along the boards. McDonald's parked right to the side of the Detroit end. Comes to the rim of the circle. The line of McDonald. McDonald puts it out in front. He raises it right across the width of the ice off the boards. And there was no way the defenseman that time, McGinnis, could control that one. 30 seconds left in the period. Bouncing puck in front, right in front. And LaForest came out of his net to make a great save that time. Sticks come a little high. Cavallini and the goalie. And the Wings are going to get another penalty on a delayed call. The puck's out in front. The Wings get possession. The play is whistled down. And I believe Ron Wicks. Here's a fight about to start, Alec. You keep your eye on that for a minute.
Cavallini.
Well, you're going to describe the fight. It's off. There's a delayed penalty coming up by the referee. And two Flame players had one Red Wing player. Now, there may be a third man in some of these fights. And the linesman is chasing. And he's really trying to get Sheehy out of here. I think he was the third man in.
Yeah, no doubt. It was Cavallini and Lattiser who were started on it, Bud. And then Sheehy came in, and they're all in there now, but I think she may have been the third man in.
And Lattiser and Cavallini still want to go at it, and the linemen are trying to keep them apart. Well, there was a delayed penalty, I believe, being called by referee Ron Wicks, and I don't know what might be on the Detroit goalie.
I think you're right on that, but it may have been a little slashing. When Cavallini had that opportunity and then rammed into the goalpost, draped over the crossbar and the goalpost, I think that's when LaForest gave him a little whack up around the upper part of his body with the goal.
He was in
stick.
The crease.
Yeah, well, he was more or less forced into the crease. That wasn't his own doing.
Well, as the referee is talking to the off-ice officials at the ice level with 14 seconds left in the second period, referee Ron Wicks discussing with the linesman Wayne Bonney and Mark Carey, and Larson is over there for Detroit, McDonald's over there for Calgary, and they're just listening. It has not been explained to them yet, so they won't be reporting it back to the benches. 4-2 is the score, matinee game, and it's 14 seconds on that clock left in this, the second period. The Wings have an assignment tomorrow night in Chicago. I think Calgary has to take to the air right after this game. They have a road game coming up as well. Now, the veteran Ron Wicks is really explaining to McDonald of Calgary the rule infraction. So we'll hear it in a minute.
This is one of Wicks's favorite deals. 14 seconds to go and takes him 5 minutes to make up his mind who's going to get penalties.
Well, Larson comes back from talking to Brad Park at the Detroit bench and going to eavesdrop on the rest of the conversation. It's the milling around of the officials and players with the A alternate captain or the C on there. Here comes the announcement. See if we can hear it. Well, as Bruce writes it down for us, Alec, it's pretty obvious that it was a delayed call on the Detroit goalie, Mark LaForest, that Ron Wicks, and then with Cavallini and Lattiser and some of the other players milling around, to call that penalty took about 6 minutes.
Yeah, it sure did.
Bruce may have lost his voice here in this matinee hockey game, but his pencil is working real well, Alec.
He's going to be ready for sheet number two again.
I think he's going for number two before this period's over. What, did you have three sheets in that Toronto-Detroit brawl last weekend?
That was a three-sheeter.
Yeah, you better bring in a lot of extra stat papers. Blank to start with, they say.
Yeah, Frank Udberry even mentioned he ran out of paper on his stats when he was covering the officials on that game.
Well, here's the official call here with 14 seconds left in the second period. LaForest, the goalie, gets two for slashing, and Smith of Detroit gets two for roughing. Sheehy picks up a double minor, 2 minutes for roughing plus 2 minutes for roughing. Well, I guess he was the third man in, but doesn't count. Yeah, I believe he was in there.
Yeah.
Well, as Brad Park has said, he wants to be a team effort no matter what happens, but when two Calgary players had one Detroit player, someone forgot to heed the warning. Wasn't much of a scuffle, though. I think Bronwick called it, logically, roughing.
Well, he's got...
Now he's reviewing it at ice level to see if that's really what he wants, though. The referee, I mean. Now he's taking the sheet from the officials, comes back and hands it to the off-ice official, the penalty timekeeper at ice level. 14 seconds left. Now Brad Park's not too happy back of the Detroit bench. He's talking to Perry the lineman. Now he's trying to get the attention of Ron Wicks. Ron Wicks blows the whistle. And it would appear that we're going to get the game started again with... Oh, here comes Klima over to the bench now.
Well, I think on the goaltender's penalty, it has to be someone on the ice.
On the ice,
the time.
That's right.
And they have put Shahaki in there.
Yeah. Klima is serving the penalty to LaForest. The Wings are short a man. And we have 10 seconds left. A long pass to Kissio out of the penalty box. A drop pass and intercepted by Calgary. Calgary dumps to the center. Blasts over two lines. Well, Kissio came out of the penalty box, was loitering by the blue line, Calgary's blue line. And the clock running down at that time, about 8 seconds, and he got a good pass, but he didn't get a chance to shoot himself, so he dropped the pass. And in turn, Calgary defensively alertly grabbed it. 5 seconds left in this, the second period. Calgary 4, Detroit 2. First matinee game of the season. Might go through the dinner hour yet. Puck comes over the line. The clock runs down. Calgary gets possession at center ice. They dump it in, and there's the horn to end the second period, which certainly spelled correctly would be Calgary's period, Alec. The Calgary offset Carroll's first period goal to tie the game quickly, and then they decided to have target practice at the expense of alert shooters for Calgary, moving in at will any chance they wanted. And the number of shots that were taken there at one time, Wings had two and Calgary had 14, and the light was on three times.
Well, they had
19. At the end of two periods of play, it's Calgary 4 and Detroit 2. And we'll be back with Joe Louis in just a minute.
Here's some crowd reaction for that. And Bud, so nice to hear from you again. And stand by. We'll just see how things are going. But you didn't do much of a job, I'll tell you that. We took him into the second period with a 1-0 lead, the Red Wings, on the goal by Billy Carroll. But then back-to-back power play goals, Eddie Beers and Hawk and Lube. Then McDonald and McGinnis both scored before Lattiser drilled one in at the 12:02 mark. And that was the final goal of the period. The Calgary Flames lead it by a score of 4-2. But Alex, what really shows the shots on goal in that second period, the Red Wings had a total of 5 and the Calgary Flames had 19.
Well, Calgary came out at the drop of the puck starting the period and just threw everything to Detroit. Really, they'd have to say they kept puck control, and they were throwing it around. Detroit got a little flustered and rattled and started chasing. And when